You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Cam Zerha has, he hasn't called through. We kind of called him, even though he has called us. Because he's available right now to have a chat about North Melbourne. And there's plenty to chat about when it comes to North Melbourne. Cam, welcome to the program. Great to have you on.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
It's nice to have you. It's nice to be able to talk a little bit of footy for a change because you're probably like me. You can't wait to actually get the footy underway. It's been an interesting off-season. It's been a good one for you guys.
Yeah, it's definitely been a long pre-season. But, yeah, I just can't wait for round one. So, very excited to get up to the Giants and hopefully get the W.
You've been around playing for a while now, Cam. Is this as positive a summer looking forward to the season as you've had?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm 25 now. Had a fair few pre-seasons. But, this is probably the best pre-season I've witnessed in my time. And, we're definitely going in the right direction and just super excited.
So every year at this time, you would probably convince yourself that this is going to be the year. Why are you more convinced this year than previous convincings?
Just the pre-season that we've had. We've come back fitter, stronger. Everyone's bought in. Everyone's excited. Our ball movement's working. Everything's starting to fall our way. So, fingers crossed we can just do it on game day.
So, as a forward, are you more confident that you and Nick and the other forwards as well are going to get better delivery because your ball movement is more precise? I mean, the way you're running in waves, north ball or whatever you want to call it, looks like it's going to move the ball quickly, and you've got a heap of good kickers that can now deliver it well.
Yeah, exactly right. I guess as a forward, we're a product of the ball movement. So when you got some elite ball users off the half back like Fisher and Sheezel, us as forwards, our eyes are lit up.
You've also got Colby McKercher, who looks like making his debut. I don't expect you to announce the team, but it looks like he will be playing.
He will be. It actually got announced on Tuesday.
Okay. I missed that. Okay.
Super excited to play with him and Zane as well. So, it'll be a great game.
So the youth in your team is as good as it's been for a while as well. You've made very good use of the early draft picks you've got.
Yeah, definitely. I think the average age at North is like 21 or 22. So, there's a lot of youth here and, it's a very exciting time. There's so much energy in the building and, I think it's a good time to be a North Melbourne supporter.
Are you going to run through the midfield at all or are you going to stay forward? What do you like to do?
I like a bit of both, mid and forward, but I think I'll mainly be playing down forward this year. We've got a lot of superstar midfielders and young midfielders that are coming through now. So, I think my permanent spot will be up forward.
And your mate Nick Larkey, is he underrated? He looks like he's in for another big year, even though he had a big year last year.
Yeah, he's probably the most underrated player in the competition. He was obviously All-Australian last year. Absolute super talent. He's had such a great pre-season. He's an absolute superstar of the competition. So, I think he needs more notice than he does get.
It's been tough for him, though, hasn't it? Because in some ways, your ball delivery hasn't been precise. So Nick has to go up to the wing, compete as a one-on-three, punch it out of bounds and restart. It seems like that game style is now dead, thankfully.
Yeah, as I said before, forwards are a product of the midfield and defenders' ball movement. So this year, our ball movement's obviously going to help us forwards. And hopefully Nick can get on the end of a fair few of them.
No player thinks they can't make the eight. I presume you believe that if the planets align, you can get there too?
Yeah, we've got a lot of belief in the team that we've got here at North, and I think we can make the finals this year and, really challenge teams this year.
Are you going to wait until the end of the season to decide on your contract extension, or is there a chance you might jump early and decide?
I just want to play the best footy I can. I've said before, I just need to be more consistent this year and hopefully get a full year out of it. And then, contract will take care of itself.
So you're not in a hurry, in essence. That's what you're telling us. It'll happen when it happens.
Yep.
Any reason for that decision, Cam? Why you are prepared to wait?
Well, I just want to play the best footy. I've proved myself that I can play footy, but I haven't proved myself over a whole year, and I really want to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's a fair call. Why have you been inconsistent, or is it just maturation that's going to make this a better year for you?
Oh, well, last year I obviously missed 8 games through injury. Broke my jaw halfway through the year, missed a game from that. So there's always little niggles, and I go into game like everyone in the AFL. So hopefully I can have an injury-free run this year and, play some really good footy.
And any new videos of your cooking? What have you got cooking outside of the world of AFL? Because you do like your cooking.
I do love my cooking. Lately, I've been cooking up a fair few pizzas and on the brisket and on the smoker as well. So, I've had a fair few boys around, which has been good over the pre-season. And, definitely fueled them for pre-season, so it's been good.
And what are you doing online? Give it a plug, wherever you're getting your stuff up.
Yeah, Bulls Cooking. It's on Instagram. Started it just after COVID, so started Bulls Cooking and, just really enjoy my cooking. Started a couple of years ago now and, just like to feed my teammates and, it's a real passion of mine.
Getting plenty of hits on Insta?
I got a fair few hits. I think I'm up about 15,000 now, so it's slowly getting there.
All right, keep them coming. Great to have you on the program, Cam. I really appreciate you jumping on at short notice, and it is nice to hear you think you can play finals in 2024, and I can't wait to see more North ball. You could give the Giants a bit of a run. You should give them a scare with that North ball, shouldn't you?
Oh, we definitely will. I think we're a sniff to win.
Good stuff, Cam. Great to have you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Cam Zerhard joining us, North Melbourne star forward. They can make the eight. Your thoughts on that, North fans?